about things I'm better off without. Thinking about things I'm better off without. Thinking about things I'm better off without.
You are tuned into WMFO Medford, Boston Freeform Radio. I am your host, Ryan D. This is the tribute to 2017 Newport Folk Festival, where I was last weekend at this time, as a matter of fact. That set right there celebrated one of my favorite sets, the Grandma's Hand tribute, a supergroup called Grandma's Hands, and it's a tribute to Bill Withers. And it was spectacular. So basically all the bands I just played for you made up that supergroup, and they played all Bill Withers tracks, and guest star by guest star came out and played with them, and it was marvelous. Patterson Hood right there, Better Off Without, and that's from the co-founding member of the Drive-By Truckers 2012 solo album Heat Lightning Rumbles in the Distance. Natalie Prass up ahead of that, You're Fool. I love that song so much, especially the laugh at the end. That's a great track from the Richmond, Virginia musician's self-titled debut released back in 2015. Hiss, Golden Messenger, Lucia. It's one of my favorites from the 2014 album Lateness of Dancers, which was the band's sixth album and first on Merge Records label. That band formed in 2007 by MC Taylor and Scott Hirsch, and those guys were part of Grandma's Hands. Bon Iver, Skinny Love. He was pretty much, Justin Vernon was one of the main parts of that band, putting it all together. One of my favorite tracks from Bon Iver off the debut album For Emma Forever Ago, released in 2007, August of 2007, as a matter of fact. It's been 10 years since that album came out. Wow. And kicking off the set with the man who everyone was gathering to tribute, Bill Withers. Track called Grandma's Hands from the Soul Legends debut studio album Just As I Am, released in 1971. It was produced by another legend, Booker T. Jones of Booker T. and the MGs. And if you didn't know that, now you do. And knowing is half the battle. All right, my friends, it is 8 a.m., top of the hour. It means only one thing. It's time for the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. And as this is a look back on last week's Newport Festival, this band, well, they are a part of the Newport Folk Festival. Now, this coming set is a tribute to all the guests, the lead singers of bands, the musicians, everybody that showed up and played, sang songs, played instruments, but weren't actually a part of, they didn't play any stages. They just showed up because that's the power of Newport. It brings everybody together. Even if you are somewhere else, people jump on planes and they fly there and they hang out with their friends on stage and they sing songs, and it's great. And there was a lot of that. There is always a lot of that, but there was a whole lot of that this past weekend. And the one and only Zach Williams from the Lone Bellow was pretty much on every stage singing duets and having a great time. And they have a brand new album coming out, the Lone Bellow. It's called Walk Into a Storm. It comes out September 15th. And here's some brand new Lone Bellow for y'all.
Never leaving a note. Seems I'm always believing she'll stay for the night. Time's always leaving before I can tell her. Stay, stay, I'm not through with her yet. I'm afraid of the morning, morning, and I'm afraid of sunset. Time's always leaving, sneaking peeks at her watch, always whispering sweet little lies about
didn't seem so strange. You used to buy, I used to moan. Strange. In the midnight hour, you came alive.
I was looking for my crystal ball.
I was busy trying to charm that snake.
When the sun came up, we had no place to hide.
And you had to tell your friends that my things were fake.
I just had to.
Oh.
Well, you and I both know the house is a haunting.
Used to kiss me in your bed sheets, just a rattle in your chains.
Well, back then, baby, it didn't seem so strange.
Well, even when one is dead and gone, it still takes two to make a house a home. Well, I'm as lonesome as the catacombs. I hear you call my name, but no one's there. Except a few of them, yeah.
You and I both know that the house is haunted. Yeah, you and I both know that the ghost is you. You used to walk around screaming or slamming on them doors.
Well, I'm all grown up now.
does. You spend your time with all these tears, not all with mine. I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you, sweet baby, for getting me through.
Music right there from Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Great track called Thank You, and that's coming off of the Denver band's self-titled release. And that track goes out to everyone who puts Newport together, including Jay Sweet and his spectacular staff and all the security and everybody that runs around doing everything, making it a fantastic experience for everybody. The core of that festival is the people who are behind the scenes, and they do a great job every year. So that's for all of you all. And I don't know if I kind of cheated a little bit, because that was a set for people who didn't have a set, but that were guests. So Nathaniel Ratliff was a guest, and he was all over the place. But then he played an unannounced set. Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats came out on stage and they played a set. And after the set was done, they were joined for a few songs by the Preservation Jazz Hall Band. And when their set was done, they did they formed a line. And they did this like second line style right down the middle of the audience, with the band singing in front and the Jazz Hall Band behind them. And it was one of those moments when you just get shivers just watching that kind of stuff happen. It was great. Raylan Baxter up ahead of that. He was everywhere. He didn't have a set, but he was on stage, and he's great, and he was everywhere. I played you a track called Mother Mother from the Nashville Musicians label, latest album, Imaginary Man. He was at the Speak Out event with Shaky Graves. He sang a duet with Shaky Graves, and my man crush was really huge. You know, I was just watching that. I'm like, man crush, Raylan Baxter, Shaky Graves. And it was great. Spirit of 76, he was at that as well, as after party. He played a song with the head and the heart. It was good stuff. Shaky Graves up ahead of that. Shaky Graves. He played with Raylan Baxter during the Speak Out set. Played you a track called Dearly Departed from the Austin Texans Musicians 2014 album. And The War Came. And he was everywhere. Again, he played with Raylan Baxter, the Speak Out set. He sang with Charlie Sexton during the tribute to Chuck Berry. And the best moment was when he came on with Nancy and Beth and sang a song with Nick Offerman and Nancy and Beth. That was great. Margo Price up ahead of that, Hurtin' on the Bottle. Fantastic track from the Nashville musician's debut album, Midwest Farmer's Daughter, released in 2016. She was everywhere as well, and she played on stage for Speak Out, and she sang a wonderful, raunchy duet with John Prine. And she had a killer debut set last year at the Fort. And up ahead of that, The Lone Bellow, brand new music. It's the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. Time's Always Leaving from the Brooklyn Trio's third studio album, Walk Into a Storm, which will be released September 15th. Frontman Zach Williams, he was everywhere as well. He showed up playing with Joseph. He was in the choir set. At the Speak Out set, singing with Margo Price. That was really great. And then it ended up on stage, as did everybody, singing with John Prine. Because when John Prine's on stage, you're going to get up there and sing with him if you're a musician. It was great. So I hope that this Newport's look back is making you want to go ahead and get tickets and join me next year for the fun. And that's what it is. It's a lot of fun. And this coming up set right now is musicians or bands who made their debut this year at the festival. And these guys killed it, especially the band I'm about to play now from Shreveport, Louisiana. These guys, they came, they saw, they conquered. The Serotones.
Thank you. smoking cigarettes on rooftops, in fishnets in the morning, with the moon still glowing. And here comes Jesus in an Astro van, rolling down the strip again. He's stoned while Jerry plays. He said life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. It's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't wanna see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. I said, ooh. And in my heart there's a Holy Ghost writhing on the floor from an overdose. You know the best ones never come down. So if I love at the tip of my toes, reaching out for the great unknown, every addict has a loop. Again, you know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. He said, ooh. I've made it when my doobie smoking Jesus puts my name upon his guest list. Says, son, you're famous in heaven. Maybe you're famous in heaven. And maybe there is no heaven. And maybe we're all alone together now. And I don't want to see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro
guess that old boy loved her too, huh? Johnny relapsed, Jamie followed suit, Katie went to Florida to live out her youth. All broke down on booze and pills, went for a drive on down to Rock Hill, with his foot on the gas and her heart on her sleeve. Passed by mile marker 17 and he looked at her with a great big smile as he crashed in the back of a 3-car pile. Oh, they were in love. Well, they were in love.
And all is said in confidence, but then you realize misunderstanding. This boat is breaking my bones. This boat is incredibly upsetting. It's falling apart. You're along for the ride, thinking that all is said in confidence. Yeah, you realize.
Be alive when the world, when it's not what you've got that'll get you to God. No, it's not what you thought that'll get you to God.
Oh my goodness. The Wild Reeds right there. A track called Only Songs. And that is from the LA band's new album, The World We Built, released April 2017, which is just a few months ago. And that's on Dual Tone Records. Their Friday afternoon set last Friday was so highly anticipated. And those girls came out and they destroyed it. That stage was on fire, not literally, but you know, and the crowd was up. And then they played Newport Blues Cafe with Deer Tick. Deer Tick is a Newport staple. They have after parties every day after the festival is over, and they invite all their friends. And Wild Reeds came and played with them, and they knocked it out of the park again. And I just keep that energy going. But anyway, that was a fantastic debut at Newport Folk Festival for the Wild Reeds. They're going to be a big deal. They already are a big deal, but now the rest of the world knows about them. Chicano Batman. Now these guys, I saw them at the Sinclair here in Boston, and let me tell you something, that was a show. That was a dance-tastic show. I played you a track called Friendship is a Small Boat in a Storm from the LA band's latest release, Freedom is Free, and they kicked off the day on Saturday, which was a cold and blustery and windy, rainy day, and they came out on stage and right from the get-go got the crowd, who just all huddled and windswept, got them moving. And it was the music, and it was because people wanted to keep warm, and because the guys on stage would not let them stop moving, that it was one of the best sets. And they bought it for their debut, and they killed it. There's just a massive crowd. People were trying to get away and under the tents, but no. People just stayed out there and watched this band destroy that stage. Joshua Headley kicked off, for me anyway, on Friday. He played an early set, and I played you track of his called American Love Story from the Nashville Musicians' 2011 EP Green Eyes. He was just signed to Jack White's Third Man Records label and is putting the finishing touches on his debut album. At the end of his set, he received a well-deserved standing ovation. He started to cry a little bit. The audience started to cry. He felt that, you know, and it was stunning. Mount Joy up ahead of that, another killer debut, Astrovan, terrific single from the Philadelphia-based bands. Well, I don't know if it's gonna be on the upcoming album. They don't have an album out yet, so they packed the house without an album for their debut set. They're currently working on it, and their debut was great. And Serotones just kicked it. That was it. That was what you needed right there. Played you a track called Chandelier, and that's off the Shreveport, Louisiana band's debut album, Get Gone, released 2016. And their Friday set was a debut set, and it was spectacular. I can't say enough how great this festival is, and I hope that you are hearing that in my voice and hearing that in the music. And this final set, is bands and musicians that we here at Music Savage would love to see next year. So if anyone out there is listening, I don't know if they do, but you know, if any of the Newport folk that we love so much who put the festival together happen to listen, this is the set for you. These are the guys we'd like to see next year. Here's Andrew Combs.
Every echo down your hall, every scrawl upon your wall, freeway you find blood hunter. Siren wail and a crashing car. Stranger staring at an empty bar. Every crooked mile blood hunters. You can run and you can hide. They will be watching, casting down their wretched
blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses?
Why is an 11
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Say another word, it'll be my last.
Holy smokes, I love that band. That's the Silks right there. I would love to see the Silks at Newport Folk Festival next year. You know, they're a Providence band. They have some great albums. That is coming off of Turn Me On, and the name of the track was Take Me to Town, off their 2016 album, Turn Me On. And they would be a great addition to the Newport family. So everybody look into that out there who's setting up for next year. It'd be great to have them, you know, and they're, again, they're right down the road from y'all. So up ahead of that, Lydia Loveless, Same to You, off of her latest album called Real, which was released last August 2016. She would make a great addition in 2018 as well. Ron Gallo, Put the Kids to Bed, from the Nashville Musicians. Amazing new album called